John chapter 14, verse 17. John chapter 14, verse 17. Most of our text will be in John 14, 15, and 16. But it says, you already know Him. He dwells with you and in you. You have the Holy Spirit. You're a believer. You have God living in you, and you know Him. I hope you're understanding that you can keep knowing Him and keep knowing Him for the rest of your life. It's just not you get saved and that's it. No, you start growing. You start knowing. You start a relationship, talking with Him, walking with Him, and you know Him. Chapter 14, verse 17a. Look at the first part of it. They don't know Him. They can't receive Him, neither see Him, neither know Him. They're condemned. They don't have God. They're outside of the world. They're outside of Jesus. They're lost. John chapter 14, verse 31. The Holy Spirit came so that they may know Him. We know Him. The world without Christ, unchristians, unsaved, do not know Him. But the Holy Spirit came so that they could know Him. And that is the beauty of it all, that He came. He came to convict them. He came to convict them. And put the next slide up. We came to convict. The Holy Spirit came to convict us in verse 8, 9, and 10, and 11 here. And Dan's going to come and read for us here, John chapter 16, verse 8 to 11. But He came to convict. Now, how is that good? Come on up, Dan, read it for us here. John chapter 16, verse 8.
And if you're using a red pew Bible, it's on page 795. John 16, 8 says, "And when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness, because I go to My Father and ye see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Thank you.
Now, pretty simple statement there. How can a person that convicts be good? The word in the King James is reprove. It means to convict. It means to convince. It means to condemn either. And it is so important there. The issue is, it's amazing. Aren't you glad you feel pain? No. Wouldn't it be terrible to have your appendix burst and there would be no signs of it and you would just die? God created pain as an act of love. Right, you know, it is. Our nervous system tells us when we're sick. Our finger, I had a cut on my finger and it started hurting. And I said, wow, I better clean it up and get it ready and fix it up. Pain. God loved the world so much that He sent the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit would convict sinners of their sins so that they would get saved. And that's He's the convictor. He convicts people of their sin. And it's so important that we realize that, man, it was an act of love when He did this and has done this. This morning is just for the unsaved. He condemns the world in John chapter 16, verse 8. It says, "And when He has come, He will reprove, convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." He's got to break down their resistance. He's got to reveal sin to them. This act of love where they can get saved. He convicts the world of sin. Verse 16, of sin it says. Of sin it says. Of sin because they believe not on Me. And this is verse number 9. And this is sin that it's not that it's plural, it's singular. It's one sin. It's the sin of unbelief. There's only only one sin that sends people to hell. They don't believe in Jesus. And he says he convicts them that they need to believe in Jesus, that they need to note that they got to repent of their sins and trust in Jesus as their Savior, that he was God, that he lived a perfect life, that he died on the cross for their sins, he was buried, he arose from the grave, and he ascended up to heaven. He's our God. And we believe it. And he says the greatest sin is their unbelief, that they do not believe in him. And they're lost. And he's got to convince them that they're lost. And they're not good enough to be saved and go to heaven. And it's sad there. John 15, verse 22. John 15, 22, it says, if I had not come and done the works that I did amongst them, they would have not been lost. They are not knowing sin, but since I came, they know sin, and now they need a Savior. They're guilty, and they need their sin is a sin of unbelief. The second one is John 16, verse 10, of righteousness. And it says, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and they see me no more. Who was righteous on this earth when he wrote this text? He was. He was the righteous one. Now he's going to be gone, and he says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to convict you of the sin of unbelief. You must believe. You must believe. You must believe. He's going to convince you. He's going to convict you. And then he's going to convince you that Jesus was God. That Jesus is righteous. And the righteous died for the unrighteous. He gives me his righteousness, and his righteousness is good enough for me to go to heaven. My righteousness is not good enough. And he says, he convicts the world that Jesus is holy and righteous and good enough to take us all to heaven. And his righteousness is there. They're guilty. He's the Savior. And then in chapter 16, verse 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Who's the prince of this world? Satan. When Satan got Jesus up on the cross, dying, did he think he had won? He did. I got him. He's dead. And he thought, I won. I want you to know, he did not win. He lost big time, because Jesus died for the sins of the world and he arose victoriously. And now we can know, I'm saved. He says, I want you thirdly to know that hell is eternal judgment. Satan is going to be condemned, it says, because the prince of this world is judged. There's going to be a reckoning day. There's a day of accountability. There's a day of just justice. No mercy. You pay up. You're going to be condemned. And he says, this is what the world needs, and they have to have this, because the prince of this world is judged, and they're guilty before God. And it's amazing they stand guilty before God, because they know him not. Chapter 14, verse 17. Chapter 14, verse 17. Everybody looks at it. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. They need Jesus. Aren't you glad when you witness that it's not you that has to convince everybody to get saved? I want you to know that's his business, right? It's his business to convict them, and he is doing his business. He is at it. He is convicting the world of their sin of unbelief. He is convicting the world of Jesus' righteousness. He is convicting the world that hell's judgment is forever. And they need a Savior. And they're saying, you're lost and you need to be found. How many of you ever got lost driving? Answer with me. How many of you got lost for 3 hours and you didn't know it? Anybody? 3 hours and you didn't know you were lost, and all of a sudden you've driven 3 hours in the wrong direction. Huh? Alley, California. Okay, good, good. Wrong direction. You know, I've only gotten lost a couple times, and my wife corrects me. And I really don't listen to her for the first 15 seconds. Because I'm a man, you know, and stupid. Okay. Do you know you can be going the wrong direction and not know it? That's the issue. It's really sad. We have a whole world that's going the wrong direction and they don't know it. And we try to tell them and they don't care. You try to help a person on drugs, a person in a terrible addiction. And they I've seen pictures of it where they show pictures of them while they were under the influence, and the people would be ashamed. And then the next day they would go right back to it. Lost, and they don't know it. It's the Holy Spirit's job to wake them up, to make them see that they need to need Jesus. He convicts them of the sin of unbelief. That's His job. It's His job to convict them that Jesus is righteous. It's His job to convict them that hell's judgment is eternal. He cares. The lost have to realize, I'm lost. You got to come to grips. You're driving down the road and you see that you're supposed to be going east and it says west. First clue. And you realize, I'm lost. Today we have Siri to blame. Or Google Map, you know. Yesteryear, you only just blame your wife. All kidding aside, we have a lost world out there that do not know they're lost. And we got to care. I want you to know we have help. We have the Holy Spirit. I want you to always know when you're witnessing. I always feel inadequate to witness. I always feel that when I do try to witness, I just never get the right stuff out at the right time. Is that right? You feel that way? I want you to know the Holy Spirit, one of His jobs is to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. You better know that He is working through you and He does His work. You need to have confidence in that. Next week I'm going to be talking about being filled with the Spirit. That's when you're confident. But the confidence comes here. I'm talking to my neighbor. I'm talking to this friend, this co-worker that doesn't know Jesus. And I'm trying to show him salvation. And I must believe that the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to prick his heart of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. And I must tell him that, but I must believe that he's going to do that, and that's his job, because he says in John 14:31, that the world may know. It's his job to tell the world, but he tells that world through us, and we need to understand that we are the ones that are to confront the world with the gospel. He's the convictor in the soul, in the conscience, in the spirit. But we are the words. We are the living words. We are the life. We are the witness. Is that right? I'm so glad that He does the work. Because I do it poorly. But still God saves people. Is that right? Because He's the Savior of people. He's the convictor of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. I'm just to confront people. I'm just His mouthpiece. I want you to pray this morning. We're having two invitations this morning. And this is the first one. That we realize that the Holy Spirit is doing His job of convicting, convincing the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So we need to be confronting people with sin, righteousness, and judgment. Is that right? It's real simple. Don't make it difficult. If you know John 3:16, you know enough. Now it's good to know more, okay? But don't ever, boy, I'm inadequate. You're always going to feel inadequate, huh? because, but then you got the Holy Spirit all around you and through you and in you and flowing out of you like a river gushing. And He is convicting the world. He's doing the job. You're just speaking. You're just loving. You're just caring. You're just putting your arms around them. You're just trying to show them Jesus' love and that they're a sinner and that they're lost and they need a Savior and He's the Savior. Do we care? This morning God woke me up at 4 o'clock and I found this verse. This verse just burns in my soul. It's hard for me to preach this verse because I don't have that burden like Paul did all the time. Let's look at it here. Powerful verse. It says, with Christ as my witness, Romans 9 verses 1 to 3, I speak with utter truthfulness, my conscience and the Holy Spirit confirming it. Isn't that an amazing statement? My conscience, me, the inner me, the real me, I'm trying, and the Holy Spirit confirms it. The Holy Spirit does His job of comforting me and guiding me. And it says, my heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief for my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters. I would be willing to be forever crushed, cut off from Christ, if that would save them. That is a powerful statement. I would go to hell if they could be saved. Do we care that much for our neighbors, our lost family members, our lost co-workers? That's heavy. Is that heavy? That's heavy. I'm on the altar. Is that right? I need that. I need that. I can get lost in life and forget the world's around me going to hell. Is that right? And I want you to beef up a little bit and say, I need to care that my Elkhart, my Michiana people, my friends, my co-workers, my family, my schoolmates, is that right? They're going to hell. And Holy Spirit, you're convicting them of sin, of righteousness and judgment. But many times you do that through my words and my love and my care. Christian, do we need to be more burdened for lost people? The Holy Spirit's He has come. He's in us. He's teaching us, guiding us, leading us. And He convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And He tells us, now go live it before Him. Go talk it before Him. Go try to see if you can get the lost to be found. Amen? And I will be with you. I will empower you. I will do the convicting. You just go and confront them. You don't have to raise your hand, but I need that. 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 Second, and I close with this. It says in John 14, verse 17b, that ye know Him. Put the next slide up. It says, ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I want to make certain that every person here this morning knows for sure that they're saved. If you've never experienced the Holy Spirit convicting you of your sin of unbelief, that you're lost and you're not saved, and He convicted you of Christ's righteousness, that He can save you, and that He's convicted you that hell is forever real to be saved from, you're not saved this morning. Because that's getting saved. And you need to know that I'm sure I'm saved, preacher. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it's written up here. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The only way you know you're saved is the Holy Spirit tells you. Preacher, if you're not reading your Bible and walking with God and serious about it, you're going to be doubting and wondering. You got to settle that issue and become a person that you understand the Holy Spirit. He's come. He's Christ in me. He's God in me. He will never leave me. He empowers me. He guides me. He teaches me. He brings stuff to my remembrance. He comforts me. He's God. He convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I know I'm saved because He lives in me and He comes out of me. And there was old sins that I had that have fallen away. Amen? When I open the Bible, He talks to me. When I pray, He listens to me. When I come to church, I move to know Him and walk with Him and serve Him and enjoy Him. Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Christian, you know you're saved. Let's get our Bibles all zipped up and listen. Christian, He's the convictor of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He does it. But He does it through us. Do you really care enough for your neighbor, your co-worker, your family member, your lost friend, your lost schoolmate? Do you care enough? He's doing His job. Are you doing your job? Say, preacher, I could do a better job, and I'm asking God to help me to be ready to be used of Him, to love on, to walk before, to talk to my lost friends and family around me. Preacher, pray for me. I need to speak up more. Can I pray for you? Any hands? Should be every hand in place. God, help me. I need to care that if Elkhart could be saved, I would go to hell if they could be saved. If that's what it'd take. Now, that's not what it takes, but he was just saying, I'm that burdened. I'm going to tell people. I'm going to take opportunities. I'm saved, preacher, but I need to take opportunities to tell people that Jesus saves them, that they're lost, and Jesus can find them. Any other hands? Preacher, pray for me. Amen. Real quiet. I'm here today, preacher. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. I'm not sure. I've prayed a couple prayers, but I'm not sure. The Bible says you can know you're for sure that the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your human spirit that God lives in you, that your sins are forgiven, that Jesus is your Savior, and the Bible starts coming alive, prayer starts coming alive, obedience starts coming alive. Oh, you're not perfect, but you know He's living in you and through you, and you have that assurance. He's in me, preacher. I know it. If you can't say that, you need to get saved today. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? I will not embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray with you? Would you raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I don't want to go to hell because the sin of unbelief, Jesus is righteousness, and hell is eternal judgment. I don't want it, and I'm not sure I'm going to heaven and probably going to hell. Pray for me, preacher. Any other? No, sure? It's important. There's nothing greater as a sinner, undeserving, that knows that the grace of God has come upon you and the Holy Spirit has come within you and your sins have been forgiven by an almighty Savior and that He lives in you and He talks and walks with you as you read the Bible and pray and serve Him and worship Him and love Him. Nothing like it. That's how you know you're saved. I trust this morning that you know you're saved and that you rejoice in it and that you realize, I'm going to tell my friends more about Jesus. Because He, the Holy Spirit, is the convictor of sin, of righteousness, and judgment.